We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome, welcome. Halfway point here on a Friday afternoon. It's already been just an awesome show. We've said hello to Peter King. We said hello to Steve Kerr. And maybe most importantly today, we've said hello to the number one draft pick, first round draft pick, I guess I should say, of the San Francisco 49ers. Mr. Trey Lance already stopped on by today, and we will have him once again for you in about an hour from now. If you missed him before, he's coming up in just a little bit. Also coming up in just a little bit, the Hall of Famer himself, Michael Irvin, who, of course, in Cleveland, is there for all the fun of the draft in the first round. And the second round is about to be underway here. And I'll tell you, the second round, rounds two and three, day two now of the NFL draft, incredibly important. How about this for a little factoid I just saw on NFL Network? More games were played in the 2020 season by third-round rookies than first-round rookies or second-round rookies. So you can get fat with the right picks in the third round. And, oh, by the way, Minnesota has four picks in the third round. The Vikings and the Cowboys both have four picks tonight. That's the most of all the teams who are looking at it. And for the very first time tonight, we're going to get draft picks this year out of the Texans, the Chiefs, the Rams, and the Seattle Seahawks, none of which had first-round picks. So we're about to get a little wrinkle of day two here thrown in, and we'll see what the 49ers end up doing with the 43rd overall pick.
So what do they do?
I think they're going corner. I think they got to look in their secondary before they look for another edge or a linebacker or any offensive help. To me, the offense is done.
Like definitely the D, right?
Yeah.
I mean, even if it's not a corner.
Yeah, it's someone in the secondary. This is safety help. This is corner. This is nickelback, right? It's got to be.
I mean, nothing has to be,
but I think it's going to be.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you would think it just, you know, they have a number of ways they can go. And you know, one of the things is, and I wonder if their strategy changes based on the fact that they don't have a third. Are they going out to get a third, like trying to be active and make something happen so that they don't have as few picks as they do?
Is this a trade down? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's an option too, because they did thin the herd out when they went to get the Lance pick.
Yep. Definite possibility. I mean, this is the only pick where it feels like it could probably get them a couple others, right? I mean, you're not going to be able to trade down from the fourth round, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So if they want to pick in the third round and maybe an extra fourth, they could do that. I tend to agree with Damon, though, just in terms of corner or secondary is a real need for this team. Perhaps the only sort of still glaring need. And I think you want the best player at that spot you can get. So I expect them to take the best defensive secondary player on the board.
Yeah, whether it be whether it be safety, whether it be corner, they need something. Somebody has to be Richard Sherman next year, because it's not going to be Richard Sherman. So who's going to be
that person? Even if that's Emmanuel Mosley, then you need your next Emmanuel Mosley, right? I mean,
exactly.
That's how this works.
Exactly. You got to stock the shelf. I mean,
there were reps in that secondary last year with guys who weren't even NFL players. So,
and Jason Verrett, by the way, your lead corner now, as great a story as he is, has a track record of struggling to stay healthy. So that's something to worry about as well.
The text line says, you know, they could use a guard, but not sure they're going to use 43 on that. I think that they are going to put another body on the offensive line before this draft is through, but not at 43. And remember, the doubts about guard become a little clearer to start understanding now that Alex Mack is in the room. The fact that Alex Mack is going to be playing center, that means Laken Tomlinson is, you know, clearly your established left guard. And Brunskill at right guard makes sense. Brunskill at center, good luck, everyone. Brunskill at right guard is good. And they also re-signed Tom Compton, by the way, that's in terms of depth.
And so you bring in, you know, another guard with a fourth or fifth round pick to get in the mix. I think you're okay with the line that you have.
Okay, but the one thing that, you know, that jumps out at me is that they haven't had a lot of depth there, and they've had a number of injuries, so they might decide to do what they've done with the defensive line over the years, which is let's get more depth than we think we need.
It's possible.
Hey, you know, you can't have enough of something you keep running out of.
That's the truth.
You know what they should absolutely do? Just agree that this year was not going to be scuttled by catastrophic injuries at almost every single position that makes fielding a team week in, week out a really difficult task. They should avoid that this year.
It's a good plan.
Terrible strategy for last year. Look at where it got them, for goodness sake.
Didn't work.
No, didn't work. Don't try that again. So, look. The 49ers now have a new weapon in the armory, and when they start using this weapon, well, it's up to the weapon, and it's up to Jimmy Garoppolo to an extent. It really is. The development of Trey Lance, this is really weird. This is going to sound like I'm trying to talk from two different angles, but there are two main goals of this franchise. Number one, win the Super Bowl. Go do it. I freaking dare you. Number two, to the development of Trey Lance. And the development of Trey Lance might get you closer to your first goal than the guy who is the incumbent. But as it stands right now, that is not the fact. That's not how we're operating. Jimmy is QB1. That's how we are operating until something different happens. They did draft the one guy that I think everyone understands might get a redshirt year to study. Now, maybe Trey Lance changes this team's thoughts of his redshirt year in the middle of it when all of a sudden, like a light switch, it just all goes on for him and he starts understanding it. Now, that might not happen, which means, Jimmy, I hope you're still ready for your close-up because the camera's panning in on you for 17 weeks if you can stay winning and if you can stay healthy. But if all of a sudden the sponge that is Trey Lance starts soaking up all Kyle wants him to soak up, and now Jimmy needs to be worried and start checking this rearview mirror for what's coming up behind him, not just the next game in front of him. Because the minute Trey Lance is in the Garoppolo neighborhood, that's when they send the U-Haul truck for Jimmy.
So there's a couple of things that makes me think about it. And one is there does seem to be a sort of consensus like, well, you know, if Jimmy doesn't play well, but I kind of think it's more what you just laid out. The ability of Trey Lance to overtake Jimmy Garoppolo has a lot more to do with Trey Lance than Jimmy Garoppolo. Because one thing we've seen from Kyle Shanahan, even with Jimmy when he traded for him, is he doesn't want to put the guy out there who's not ready. So even if Garoppolo's just okay and not special, I think what dictates Trey Lance getting on the field is Trey Lance, not Jimmy Garoppolo. And then the second part of that is, and this is something I didn't think about at all until Jeff Garcia mentioned it yesterday, but Trey Lance, just on his face, gives you an opportunity to sort of Taysom Hill it up a little bit, doesn't he? I mean, in the meantime, while we're getting Trey Lance ready to be the everyday quarterback, he brings an athletic element to the position that if you just have a small set of plays that you can break out that involve him every now and then, that just, look, Kyle talks about being multiple, right? That's a way to get more multiple.
The Trey Lance red zone package? I'm in.
Exactly. There's a Trey Lance package that should be available to them. And look, hopefully you can add to it every week. But you can't tell me the kid can't figure out a handful of plays to be ready, you know, week to week, even if he's not ready to be the guy under center all the time.
He's their short yardage fullback.
That could help too, although you're not gonna take too many risks.
No, but I mean if he's the tank that he looks to be, why not?
Yeah. Yeah.
When you think about it.
I mean, who'd have thought that he might also make Kyle Juszczyk obsolete?
Yeah, maybe Juszczyk's the one who's got to be checking his rearview mirror, not just Jimmy. But look, the fact that this guy, we look at quarterbacks and we think, well, what's the difference they will make in the wrinkles of a passing game? Like, you can open up all your bootlegs, everything you have ever wanted to do with your mobile quarterback. You can... The sky's the limit in terms of what this guy might be able to buy you with his legs to make that pass when things go wrong. And we always look at quarterbacks just in the prism almost of the passing game. What Trey Lance might do to already further open up the most intricate running game in all of football, I mean, what option or Delaware wing tee package would you not consider putting in? Just to keep everybody honest. I mean, what's Trey Lance doing with the ball? I don't know. I don't know who has the ball. Did they just run a cross buck? Did they just fake it to the, you know, like, I'm talking about high school JV football running concepts that you wouldn't think would have any place in the NFL.
Let's have some fun.
If you got a guy who can do things like this, who knows what this, I mean, okay, what if I told you that the Trey Lance package included like 12 plays out of the wishbone? Would you believe me?
Sure.
Yeah, you would.
Why not, man? Let's do it.
Let's run the wishbone. That's the key.
Like, you hear about the encyclopedic knowledge of a Kyle Shanahan. Show me what you got.
Just as I suspected, their head coach is Bud Wilkinson.
Look, would Andy Reid put in a wishbone? Probably. You know what I mean? Like, there's no wrinkle.
Belichick would, for sure.
There's no wrinkle.
Well, Belichick has.
That they won't explore. Yeah. I mean, there are options galore. And I think, you know, like I said early on in the show, the picking of Trey Lance sets everybody up for a happy, I'm not going to guarantee the ending, but the happy beginning of the 2021 season. Like, Jimmy should feel good about this. The veteran team should feel good about this. They were bought in on Jimmy in the first place and now don't have to be asked, like, hey, all of you guys who've been bleeding in this league for years, you now got to put your faith in a rookie quarterback to get you to a Super Bowl. Like, that's an ask that's way too much for anyone to really be asked. This is setting up to start everything very, very well. And I got to tell you, the two other guys whose names we talked incessantly about in the month leading up to this draft, you can tell all the Chicago Bear quarterback jokes you got, and there are plenty of them, and they all are real. But Justin Fields and Mac Jones are in very good situations. Like, they get the chance to have happy endings too now. Obviously, you get paired with Bill Belichick as a young quarterback. You got to think that's not a bad place to start a career. And say what you want about the cursed position of QB1 in the Windy City, the first guy to figure that out gets the key to Lakeshore Drive and is king. I mean, if Justin Fields ever figures it out, he will be king. He will, like, if you thought Michael Jordan got popular in Chicago, wait till the Bears ever roll out a bona fide franchise quarterback. I can't say it without a smile. Look, the fact that it's poor Justin Wilson now, that means Justin Wilson is without a doubt the one guy who ain't gonna make it of those three. You know,
Justin Fields. Yeah. I will see, right? I mean, this is as good as I've felt about the Bears and the position of quarterback since Jim Miller was going to the Pro Bowl. You know,
the next man to bring the Bears to a Super Bowl gets a free lunch forever in Chicago.
If
you think
Steph Curry's, a steakhouse lunch,
like you think Steph Curry's popular in the Bay Area, That's adorable compared to what a franchise quarterback would be with the Chicago Bears. Like, you have, you, there's just, it's never happened.
It's crazy.
So, it's just never happened. So if it were to happen, boy, that guy would have a really nice life set up for himself.
The last time it happened, there was no such thing as a franchise quarterback, but they did get one guy into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, the last time it happened, you know, the black and white television also happened once.
Right.
We're beyond it.
Yeah.
Well, still,
that guy's bust
guy
has a leather helmet.
They have one guy they can use as a template. I grant you, it's, you know, around the Korean War, but it's still a template.
Talk about the guys that you can tap into, though. If you're Trey Lance, you know, I asked him about this in our interview, and you'll hear his answer to it. But think of the cavalcade of football knowledge that he gets to tap into just because, like, hey, dude, you're a Niner quarterback. That gives you direct access to Joe Montana and Steve Young. And you got to take that access, right? I mean, how could you be a nine? Like, could you possibly be signed to play Yankees, you know, like shortstop for the Yankees and not want to talk to Derek Jeter? Like, how could you ever want to play center for the Lakers and not have a conversation eventually with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? Like, there are people in place who are the best who have ever done this. With career advice for you. And believe me, when you're a Niner quarterback, you need all that career advice. Like, Trey Lance can be as prepared for this as he wants to be. There is a different level of scrutiny that comes with being the San Francisco 49ers quarterback than there is the Los Angeles Rams quarterback or the St. Louis Rams quarterback or the Cleveland Browns or any with the Cleveland Rams. It doesn't. There is another standard attached, fair or foul, to the position a 49er quarterback than just about any other position in this league. I mean, there is no bigger memory shoes to fill than that.
And you haven't even mentioned Druckenmiller.
Oh, poor Jim.
Listen, though, to your point, I don't know about Joe, but Steve is certainly available, right? And that guy is not only a Hall of Fame quarterback, but about as good as articulating things about the quarterback position as anyone I've ever heard talk. Right. So, I mean, that's a no brainer talking to Steve Young.
Yeah. And, but he's also, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to say he's also stylistically closer to Lance than anybody since him.
Yeah.
Or Garcia. Garcia isn't that far off either. I mean, he moved around a lot. You know, he wasn't Trey Lance's size. That's for sure. But, no. Not a totally different style of game. And look, we got Jeff Garcia on the phone, so Lord knows Trey Lance can. He really does have some great resources in that respect.
If Lucas can get Jeff Garcia on the phone, imagine who Trey Lance can get on the phone.
That's right.
Gil from the 408 asked the question, hey, if Jimmy Garoppolo plays well and actually takes the Niners back to the Super Bowl and wins, do you keep him? Or do you hand the keys to Lance? The only thing I can tell you, Gil, is that Kyle Shanahan prays that that's a problem he needs to address. Like, that's the singular greatest problem in the history of football. What do I do with my Super Bowl winning quarterback now that I've already selected the heir apparent to him? Like, that's a wonderful problem to have. Let's find out together if that's the problem. Because you would, at that point, just say, hey, Trey, you know, you look great in that clipboard. Keep on holding it. You holding the clipboard, we won a Super Bowl. Let's run that back. Let's see if we can do that with Jimmy, who would have another year where he now becomes a wild asset to possibly trade. Or, again, just continued reason to be patient with a guy who probably could stand a little patience applied to him. But there is, and we have to say this, an element to Trey Lance where – you got to start playing him. I mean, that just you
but,
don't.
But here's an advantage quickly to on that end. If Jimmy Garoppolo plays out his contract, so plays the next 2 years with the 49ers, and Trey Lance doesn't start a game until his third season, he will be younger than Mac Jones at the start of this season. So
it's not bad.
That's the thing is. It's not just the inexperience, it's the youth. And sure, it means his first contract extension will come sooner. But in the long run, if he's really good, the contract extension, you're just going to pay him the most money anyone's ever been paid, right? So the key is he good? And Look, if you're starting a 22-year-old or 23-year-old in his first season after 2 years of understudying a guy who, to win the Super Bowl, is playing great, that sounds almost like a perfect situation.
You know who doesn't need to worry about their future at all? Not one lick. Successful NFL quarterbacks. It all comes to them. The opportunities that present themselves, that arise, it's just you cannot go wrong with too much quarterbacking success. So, yeah, let Jimmy win a Super Bowl. Let Trey Lance be the next greatest thing to slice bread. And if that's your quarterback room, you're set up. You are set up as a franchise for a long time. It's going to be great to watch it all happen. And like I said, there is a decent happy ending available, you'd think, for just about anybody. Justin Fields got to be happy with the situation that he ends up in. If you're Mac Jones, you got to be happy with that situation. It might be the least amount of fun you can cram onto a football team, but you are going to learn how to do it the right way at the hand of the man who, by the way, loves your other coach. Like, if you can please Nick Saban, maybe you can please Bill Belichick. And if you can get along with one, maybe you can get along with the other. I think that there is...
Well, and you know there's honesty there, right? You know Belichick and Saban have real respect for each other. So you know Belichick knows everything he needs to know about Mac Jones right now, and he made him the pick. So clearly I think there's something going on there.
Yeah, I mean, I've thought about that, but I also know that, you know, there's almost no college coach who would puff up a bad quarterback to an NFL coach, because that word gets around fast. That said, I think because Saban and Belichick look at the game the same way, they can talk in a more complete language. And that's the advantage. It's not that, you know, that another coach would sit there and try to, you know, polish an apple. It's that Saban and Belichick are essentially, in a lot of ways, the same guy.
Yep.
It's not just the same football concepts. It's a borderline same personality. I mean, it really is.
Certainly the same, like, philosophy on how to behave as a coach, right?
Well, and the same worldview. I mean, that's the thing. It's you know, Nick
Saban. Worldview is football is the world.
Yeah, I mean, and I'll give Saban credit, because he was one of the first guys to start talking about, yeah, you got to wear a mask, which is sort of, you know, outside the world of football. But he made it clear, and then he also, you know, caught COVID and was spreading the same message again. You know, put the mask on. I got sick. You know, so, I mean, it's not like they're troglodytes, but they really do view football the same way, both conceptually and technologically. And they've also been essentially CEOs of their football teams, not just coaches.
And they're the two directly responsible, in charge of every aspect of their franchise, most successful guys in the history of the sport of football. I mean,
yeah, it's the greatest pro coach and the greatest college coach of all time.
And if you can't decide definitively that they are the X marks the spot, neither guy is further away from than third, right? If you can find two coaches more important, historically, bigger, better, great. Good for your opinion. Nobody could rank either of these guys lower than third, which means nobody's that far away from being number two, which means no one was that far away from being the best of all time. That's how good they are. When we come on back, one of the best of all time at wide receiver joins us to talk about the next of the 49ers. Michael Irvin joins us coming up in a moment, talking Trey Lance and other things from Cleveland in the NFL draft, since that's indeed where he is. Stick around. Michael Irvin next here on 95.7 The Game. And if you miss anything, you need to download the new Odyssey app. That's where you find every slice of content that we produce. Damon Ratto and Kolsky coming back with the Hall of Famer Michael Irvin next on 95.7 The Game.
Damon Ratto and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
Coming up in just a moment, Michael Irvin will be joining us. We'll be totally honest with you, live on tape, because obviously the second round of the NFL draft is underway. He's part of NFL Network's coverage. And we caught up with him earlier before the show started. Ray and I did. Matt wasn't able to sit in with us, but we are going to get to that in just a moment. Obviously, an awful lot of talk about Trey Lance and the draft class that he came in with and how much this is really just a wrinkle that Kyle Shanahan's never really had to play with before. He's had talented quarterbacks. A ball of clay like this, though, Ray, it's officially one that is unlike the others. And the wrinkles that this opens up for him, like we were just saying, you know, wishbone, Delaware wing tee, borderline option packages. I don't know how much we see of Trey Lance in season one, but do you think that there will be like a, hey, we got a brand new shiny toy, and we're going to use him to try to win some games before we're asking him to start games? Will he get the Taysom Hill treatment?
I don't know that he'll get the full Taysom Hill treatment where he's playing, you know, 10 plays a game or 12 plays a game. But I think they'll ease him in slow. And by that I mean is, you know, they'll put him in for a gimmick play here or there. I don't think they're, you know, well, I don't know. I mean, because it's not just that Kyle Shanahan has a new toy to play with. There have not been very many quarterbacks who do this, you know, who is as big as Ben Roethlisberger, but nearly as mobile as Lamar Jackson. And I'm not trying to say that he is the equivalent of either, because he's proven nothing so far. But he does have a skill set that is well outside the NFL's norm, given the amount of things that he can ideally do. So I think they'll use him some, but I don't think it's going to be the Taysom Hill thing yet. Because Taysom Hill's been around a while. I mean, this guy is as new can be. And Matt made the point earlier. You know, he's got a little James Weissman in him because his resume for football at any level is really thin. I mean, he played one full year of high school, one full year of college. That's about as close to minimal as you can get. In fact, I think it probably is minimal.
Look, I don't think we're going to see him an awful lot in between the 40s, but as just a wrinkle, if Jimmy Garoppolo, look, the thing with Jimmy Garoppolo is sometimes the offense would stall in the red zone. If this guy is a wrinkle that prevents the Niners from stalling in the red zone, and they have success with it, I could see it be something that gets incorporated, like you said, slowly. No one's going to be rushing to play this young man. And that is a luxury that very few young quarterbacks get afforded anymore. I mean, there is every single show on ESPN today, Ray, is reaching the conclusion that whoever the starting quarterback was, get him out, new guy in week one. That's the way it all goes now. That's not the way it all goes now. That's not the way it went for Patrick Mahomes, who we all agree is about as instant arriving a quarterback success we have ever seen in this league. Has anyone been as ready to go day one when it was really the reins were handed to him more than Patrick Mahomes?
Well, nobody has also had the weaponry to allow him to be all the things that he can be the way Mahomes has. Everybody else has growing pains, and it is his great fortune, you know, not only to be talented and to be, you know, hardworking and devoted to the craft, but he got to play for a certified offensive genius of long standing and surrounded by weapons that could allow him to do all the things that he can do. So, you know, Mahomes is to me an ultra special case because he not only has gifts that very few have had, he also, you know, has had weapons with which to display those gifts, including the guy in the beekeeper's hat.
So Kyle Shanahan might not have the track record of the guy in the beekeeper's hat, but that offensive genius card is one that he gets to keep in his wallet too. And when I look at the 49ers, I see an awful lot of weapons. So there's some similarity going on between how the Chiefs became the Chiefs and maybe how the 49ers become Trey Lance's team eventually. But in the meantime, Jimmy G is still the man. Speaking of the man is ready to go officially with us now. We fixed the glitch, which means earlier today, Ray and I caught up with the Hall of Famer himself, Michael Irvin, And here he is on 95.7 The Game. Our Hall of Famer, of course, and Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls are brought to you by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Michael, it's been too long. How are you, man?
Man, I'm doing well. I'm doing better now that we're kind of getting back to some normality and some normal things, and that draft was a great draft last night, man. People were everywhere. I was telling the NFL and some people, I was like, I hope y'all don't think you're going to control this. These people in Cleveland, they've given support. When you snatch a team from them, they've shown up for the last 100 years on a losing team, filled the stadium, and now they are not going to listen to you try to keep this thing all calm. And when I was in the gym yesterday, one of the Cleveland Brown fans said to me, they said, Michael, they said, we don't even know how to act. We've never had a draft. We've never drafted this late. We don't know what to do. We usually draft early, and it's over with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it gives them more time to drink in the parking lot, which is a little scary if you think about it. Michael, right. Obviously out here, the question is what the Niners were going to do at 3 finally gets answered, and let's just hop right into the meat and potatoes of it. How much more vast could Kyle Shanahan's playbook become when it's opened for a kid with the kind of talent that Trey Lance has?
And I just, for some reason, I'm just going to say this, guys. I never bought the old banana in the tailpipe trick. I just never bought it. Well, you know, like I said, they moved up there for Mac Jones. They moved up there for Mac Jones. Mac Jones, I said, you know, and that's not against Mac. I just said, I didn't see that. When they moved up, I thought when San Fran moved up, I said, okay, they see three people, that three players, three quarterbacks that they said, if we get any one of these three, we're great. And it had to be Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, and Trey Lance. That was their three quarterbacks. Now, Trey Lance is the guy that everybody says reminds you of Patrick Mahomes. And dude, he does, man. This dude here, specimen, a physical specimen. When you see him, I mean, he's a big dude. He's so athletic. He played, you know, he played other positions. I thought it was an incredible, incredible pickup. And you put him with Kyle Shanahan and none of that other NFL dust on him. He's not coming from the Patriots with the Patriot dust or the Patriot weight dust on him. He's not Kirk Cousins coming from Washington with the Washington dust on him. This is first entering the league, so all he'll have is the 49er dust on him. He don't need nothing to brush him off. So you can train him like you need to train him, and I think that's going to be something to watch.
That said, how long do you think his training will last? As you look at his body of work, as limited as it is, does it make sense to you that, you know, he not be mentioned as a potential starter barring injury at least for a year, less than a year, more than a year? What's his training time?
Well, what the plan would be is you'll give him a year. Same thing, the same plan they had for Patrick Mahomes. They were going to give Patrick, hey, we're going to keep Andy, we're going to keep Alex Smith around. What they saw in practice was Patrick Mahomes making strides faster than they thought. They really wanted to go back and pull out and say, hey, let's play this kid right now because he was making fast strides. And I believe you'll get some of that with Trey Lance. When I talked with him, I talked to his family, I talked to his father, and even his little brother, they were all there, and I was talking to him. This is a determined family. This kid right here, he's going to come in, he's going to hit the books, he's going to get it. And you could project the year, but wait and see if something happens prior to that. And if it does, get this, if it does, like if Gronk gets hurt, Jenny gets hurt again, and you put him right in, it all will work. I guarantee you, I think it'll all work. I thought it was a great pickup.
If he gets thrown into the fire, that's the way it starts. But if you have the luxury to redshirt him, while you're actually winning and competing in the NFL with Jimmy G, which, let's face it, Michael, that was the original plan. When we all got together and started talking about this a couple years ago, Jimmy was supposed to lead the way, and it turns out he's still going to get that opportunity unless something drastic happens, unless they do make a move for him, which I don't think they're going to. Jimmy Garoppolo still has an awful lot of opportunity to prove that he's an important person in this league.
Yes. Yeah, and he'll get that opportunity. But this is what I'm telling you. We have a plan, but this talent this kid has can change some of that. Because even though you think the learning curve is going to take a while or take a year or so, I mean, this dude can run. He can make plays with his legs. So now the question becomes, do we make a – and Kyle Shanahan, those guys are going to have to deal with this question. Do we go ahead and make a move and just throw him in there? Because you're going to see things when this kid ball in his hands and start running. And with all the ways Kyle Shanahan, he goes off that run game. Now you add this kid's ability from with the football that it makes it difficult to stop. I understand that's the plan, Jimmy G, make this year, and he could prove to everybody. He's hoping he'll have a year.
Yeah.
Because you just don't know. I'm telling you, when you're around this kid's family, I'm talking about Trey Lance's family, you could see this kid will have some fight in him, and he's going to be ready. Whole family, his father's whole family, you'll see that. It's going to be interesting to watch.
When you looked at the top three quarterbacks, did you think Lance was the best fit for San Francisco, or did you think that Lawrence's talent was so preeminent that the 49ers would have loved to have had him and then just, you know, turned over Garoppolo right away? Because the way you made it sound, it's that there were three choices here that the 49ers might have wanted to have. Is Lance the best fit, or would it have been Lawrence and you just start him on day one?
Here is what I believe. I think it all played out perfect. I really do. I don't Trevor Lawrence with that. Remember the Titans, sunshine kind of
sunshine.
You know what I mean? He's sunshine from Remember the Titans. I don't think they could have played in New York. Say New York had it first. I don't think they could have played in New York. That really think I have anything to prove to anybody? Kind of had to. I don't know if that would have played in San Francisco because I don't think I had to. Oh, you got to prove that you at least Joe Montana and Steve Young. That's what we're looking for. Over here, we're looking for our next Joe Montana, Steve. I don't want you to be laid back. You better prove something. You see what I mean? Jacksonville, like Clemson. It's a college town. That'll fly over there. It'll fly over there. But it won't fly with a New Yorker, and you can't say, it ain't going to fly in San Francisco. We want you to prove you're better than Tedder and you're better than Steve Young. So all of that, you know, personality. That Zach Wilson is a good dude. I think he'll do great in New York. Great looking dude with fight in him. You know, I say he has some Broadway swag and Tom Brady good looks. You can call him Broadway Brady.
Getting you excited about the pick, no doubt about it. The Hall of Famer, Michael Irvin, here on 95.7 The Game. So, Michael, speaking of getting people excited on draft day, I'm guessing Aaron Rodgers got a few people in Green Bay, Wisconsin excited. With about 6 hours before the draft, the story comes out that he officially wants out now. Is that marriage doomed, or do you think they put this back together through couples counseling or something?
Ain't that crazy, man? Let me tell you the issue after with that. I don't want to mess with a guy like Aaron Rodgers. Thing that scares you is that timing. When somebody does that, that's some calculating stuff, and it's scary. So listen. He dropped it. They say soon he was like, I'm not going to wait around until you think Jordan Love is ready, and then you're going to kick me to the curb. I've seen this before. He said, so what I'm going to do is step up. I'm going to say, give me my money, which gives me control over the future, because you can't let me go if I'm on the books for a certain thing or give me my money, or you play him now. Doesn't matter to me. Let me go and you play him now. And that's a powerful move. And Green Bay know darn well they cannot do that. They have to work this out with Aaron Rodgers, period, point blank. That's what they have to do. They have to somehow, some way, work this out with Aaron Rodgers. They're going to have to submit and give him the power he wants. He just wants a little stability to know that you can't get rid of me at your whim. It's personal. That's personal. Because everybody knows what Aaron Rodgers saw what happened with Tom Brady, and he wants to be able to go somewhere where he's in the best place he can to win a Super Bowl. He's been to back-to-back-to-back championship games. What other team can you go to? This ain't about a championship. This is about personal treatment, and he ain't going for it. And by the way, these quarterbacks, they're all these top quarterbacks, they're making statements, man. All of them are saying, we run this. Not the head coach, not the GM. We run this, and they do, period.
That said, does he want draft input? I mean, because if it's more than money, the really only the thing that he can seize is sort of a say in the room on draft day. Because, you know, last night they picked a cornerback. They picked Jordan Love last year. You know, what kind of power is he looking for if this isn't just a money play?
Well, I think it is a money play. But a money and a power play in the sense that the money gives me the power to know that I will be here. You can't cut me because it'll give me these certain amount of years. It'll give me this certain amount of money guaranteed. So you'll feel like you have to get use of that money you just guaranteed me over in some years. And now I don't have to sit here and worry that I'm at your whim. When you stop liking me, you can cut me. So that's what it's about. People hate to say, oh, this is all about money. Or this is all just a power play. But that's really what it is. That's exactly what this is. Because there are not many teams Aaron Rodgers can say, I want to go to have a better chance at winning a championship when you've been to the NFC Championship game in consecutive years like they've done. So yeah, this is about money. It is about power. And that's what you get when you get alpha males colliding. That's just the reality.
Michael, thank you so much. Strong suit game yesterday for the red carpet. What are you busting out for the kids at home tonight?
Yeah, it'll be some burgundy and gold tonight. I was just thinking, I was just pulling that suit out. I'm about to put it on and head over there. So it'll be some burgundy and gold tonight, man. Having fun with those kids, man. I'm going to tell you something. I enjoy that red carpet stuff. You know, all the red carpet, because you get to see, like I was telling you about Trey Lance, you get to see some behind the scenes. We see the players, we see the X's and O's, but when you see some of that family dynamic that goes on behind the scenes, that tells you some about the drive this kid will have when he gets to the next level. And I thought that's always a neat thing to watch.
It is, man. Thanks for taking us behind the curtain a little bit. It's always great to talk to you, Michael. Have a good time tonight. We'll do it again soon.
All right. Miss you guys, man. Always great to talk to you, too.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Michael Irvin, the Hall of Famer. Insider calls presented by BetQL. BetQL here to help make you a better through real proven analytics. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Michael Irvin here on 95.7 The Game. Good to catch up with him. And catching back up with the draft, we can tell you that the San Francisco 49ers are just a handful of minutes and just a few picks away from making their first selection of day two here. They will have a compensatory pick at the end of the third round, which is coming up much later tonight. But they are going to draft here in just a little bit, and we are going to stay on the air through the draft pick pretty much here unless something dramatic happens and we trade out or something like that. Yes, Matt.
The compensatory pick is definitely tonight, though, right? Not the start of tomorrow.
I believe that's correct. I'm not 100% sure, but I think the compensatory is considered part of the third round.
The third
broadcast.
Round, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's right. I was just curious.
I'm looking at it. All the compensatory picks are at the end of round three.
There you go.
Start of round four.
Do we remember what this particular pick came from? Compensation wise?
Like Robert Saleh.
It was from Robert Saleh.
Yeah. Saleh signing with the Jets, I believe, is where this comes from. So
there we go.
Well, the 49ers should just claim Zach Wilson and tell him, sorry, we're taking him.
Wait a second. Now you have two quarterbacks, a QB competition between Zach Wilson and Trey Lance. Let's go.
Then you can run the wing T, not just the wishbone.
And by the way, Jimmy is now officially furious, and he has the right to be.
Yeah, like, then he's
that,
pissed. Yeah,
yeah, at
that's
that
right.
point, you got to let that guy be as pissed off as he wants to be if that were to happen too. So, look, by the way, can we just talk about how, like, if you wanted to bet against one guy here in the first round, I think I'm even more comfortable betting against Zach Wilson being a pick to click in New York than I am necessarily Justin Fields in Chicago. But we have breaking news. That's what the bag alert means. What's going on, Lucas?
Gentlemen, the 49ers have traded the number 43 pick
there it is.
To Las Vegas, according to Adam Schefter.
What?
They're trading with the Raiders. So we do not know what they have gotten back yet, but we will let you know as soon as we do.
Solomon
Thomas. Well, where are the Raiders
probably
picks?
Traded the pick for Solomon Thomas, right? Is that it? Is that their usual mode?
No, hold on. Tell us where are the Raiders' next pick? Who has the draft order in front
I'm
of
looking
them?
At it right now, and ESPN's already updated it to put the Raiders in the 43 spot, so I'm looking to see what the 49ers have inherited here. And the Raiders have back-to-back picks at 16 and 17 in the third round. And I don't see the 40 or the 49ers go to that's their compensatory pick, so that's not it either. They've drafted out of the day, it would seem to be.
Well, or they have
traded out of the day is what I mean to
they,
say.
They may not have put the compensation into the system yet. So let's hold on exactly what the trade is for. But yeah, I'm not at all surprised. We talked about this possibility earlier, and fact of the matter is this is a team that has given up a lot of draft picks recently, and the desire to stack a few more doesn't shock me.
All right. Well, the Niners are doing a little business by trading back. That means we're going to step aside to do a little bit of business and come on right back for our final hour, which will include Trey Lance. San Francisco 49ers draft pick Trey Lance joining us in our 5 o'clock hour. I know you're going to want to stick around for that. Damon Ratto and Kolsky, we are brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. Right now, our Exergen temperature check tells us that it's still pretty nice up in the North Bay. It is sunny and 70 degrees up in Napa.